and justice for all.
Is there any topic issues for future meetings? Is there any administrative issue?
No.
Legislative issues, council? Seeing none, we'll entertain motion going to GSSD, Special Service District.
Motion to do so.
We have a motion, we have a second.
Hey, Mark.
All in favor?
Aye.
Mike, you want to take that?
Okay, for public information, we are on the verge of completing a settlement with the bondholders in the conflict that we've had for the last several years. Earlier, we had a closed session to discuss some of the components of that. We are not totally completely finished, but I'm going to let Mark talk about some of the components of it. And then we will take action regarding that to how we can do it. So Mark, you have the floor.
Thank you. The bondholders is a lawsuit that currently exists involving USAA, Wells Fargo, and Coke, entitled USAA Mutual Funds Trust on behalf of its series, the USAA Tax Exempt Immediate Term Fund in Wells Fargo and Co. versus Jordanelle Special Service District, Jordanelle Special Service District Improvement District Number 2005-2 and Wasatch County. That lawsuit was filed in October 2014, and as a result of a ruling by Judge Stewart in December of last year, the parties have been engaged in considerable negotiations ordered by Judge Stewart through Judge David Sam of the United States District Court, Federal District Judge. The general terms of the agreement, although they are still subject to some additional minor revisions, is that the parties intend to have JSSD hold the properties comprising the settlement area. The settlement area consists of properties foreclosed upon by JSSD in accordance with the assessment ordinance, the indenture in Utah law, which are generally referred to as the Aspens parcel, the Cummings parcel, and the J.R. Christensen parcel. They will be held by JSSD for a three-year period while they are marketed for sale during what's defined as the marketing period being 3 years. And for the trustee to hold the properties thereafter, if the properties are not sold during the marketing period. The trustee is UMB Bank, who is the trustee for the benefit of the bondholders. And in the event that the properties are not sold in 3 years, it will be pursuant to the agreement a mandatory transfer to the property, to the bondholders in full satisfaction of what are deemed non-performing bonds. The proceeds from the sales will first be paid to the bondholders, although a portion will be shared with JSSD in accordance with Section 4F, which is the net sales proceeds up to $1,703,000 will be paid to the JSSD at a rate of 6%. So for every dollar that is the properties are sold for, JSSD will receive 6 cents, but if you multiply that by 10 million, it's $600,000. So that's how it's allocated, up to $1.7 million. In addition to that, to the extent that the property is sold for in excess of $53 million, JSSD will share in any net proceeds above and beyond $53 million, above and beyond the $1.7 million. The buyers of the properties within the settlement area will retain ownership of the property purchased along with the rights described in an entitlement agreement that is an attenuant to this agreement, free and clear of any and all means and assessments. As I mentioned, there's an entitlement agreement that will be entered into that will give certain entitlements and certain rights that will hopefully maximize the value of the property. In addition, the parties will execute a reimbursement agreement to allow the parties to allocate certain capacity rights and connection rights in the JSSD water treatment facility as defined in the reimbursement agreement to properties within JSSD's service area, with the parties' intent to have the reimbursement agreement allocate water capacity, also allocate water capacity within certain culinary infrastructure within Area C for the benefit of properties within the settlement area, Area C. The reimbursement agreement will provide that any amounts received from the sale of connection or capacity rights in the water treatment facility and any proportional amount received from the sale of capacity water rights in the culinary infrastructure will be paid over to the bondholders in full. And the reimbursement agreement will reflect what those are. And that will be a separate agreement attached as an exhibit to the settlement agreement, along with the entitlement agreement. That will be a separate agreement, as well as a water reservation agreement that has been negotiated that will be attached, defining in the event that any purchaser buys the property, taxes will begin to accrue. And as part of the agreement, the county will be abating the taxes that are currently encumbering the properties in order for the district to sell the property free and clear of all liens and encumbrances. And that's generally the terms of the agreement as reached. I think that's all. Unless you have questions, I can answer
questions from the council.
Okay. Keep in mind, too, that the negotiation is still ongoing, but very close. Intention today was to get everybody, the council and the board, caught up on what those are, and to give permission to myself and Ron as chair and manager to complete the minute point, or the minute, not the word to use, in any small points that we haven't totally agreed to. Keep in mind the documents that were reviewed are not signed, and they're not public until we do, and they'll be reported at that point.
I should probably note for the record under the reimbursement agreement, just so that it's clear, the reimbursement agreement contemplates that, as it indicates, all monies received from capacity rights and or the culinary rights will be paid over to the bondholders. There are a connection fee that will be charged in the event. Right now, the bondholders have the right to hold on to all of the ERUs that were allocated to those three parcels. There has been some discussion that the bondholders think that the number of ERUs allocated is more than what is necessary, and they may free up ERUs that will be available to the county to, if you will, sell those at a price reflected in the reimbursement agreement. And or depending on if the property owners, there's a property owner within the assessment area C who would benefit from the improvements other than just the water reclamation facility or the water treatment facility because of infrastructure has been built to properties all the way to the ramp, they may have to pay a heightened cost because those infrastructure, that infrastructure is already built in and won't have to be charged or won't have to be built for the benefit of somebody in the MC. That makes sense. Okay?
Anything else? Hearing none, we have a motion to be made that will allow the completion. Go ahead.
I'll make that motion. I hereby move that the board to authorize Mike Kohler as chairman and Ron Phillips as manager, along with the council, to work with the four bondholders in the pending matter encaptioned USAA ETAL versus Jordan Special Service District ETLA to enter into that certain settlement agreement for the purpose of setting the pending action with the bondholders. Although the terms and conditions have been essentially agreed upon, there remain several open issues that need to be resolved before a final agreement can be executed. However, as a general matter, the terms of the agreement include having JSSD hold title to the settlement area properties for no longer in 3 years, at which time the bondholders or its assigns will take title to the property in full satisfaction of the defaulted bonds. B, JSSD will hold water sufficient to serve the needs of the settlement area properties for a period of 2 years only. C, JSSD will use its best efforts to maximize the value of all capacity allocated to the settlement area properties to the extent the bondholders determine that such capacity needs are not required for the settlement area properties. And D, the county will abate taxes relating to the settlement area properties.
We have a second.
I'll second the motion.
A motion and a second. Any other questions? Hearing none, all in favor, no, we've got a vote. I think it's over to, who, it's you.
It's Danny.
Oh, Danny, the first vote?
Yes.
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 Okay, motion carries. One thing before we go out, this will have to be taken care of as a, in a next county meeting, because the county is a player in this, one of the signers, and so there'll be a similar motion in the next county meeting. It's not on the agenda today. With that, motion to go out of JSSD.
Second.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Okay, we're back to the regular session.
Excellent. For the record, we need to excuse the Councilman B and Councilman Gritton. Council action, Parks Edge discussion, or what?
Okay, I put that on the agenda at the request of a citizen, but at 4 a.m. this morning, I got an email that said, I had a change of heart, and I decided to let the HOA work it out.